The old road through the Manawatu Gorge won't reopen to vehicles because motorists could be killed by rockfall. The former main route between Manawatu and Hawke's Bay has been closed since 2017 when a slip came down. And our Manawatu reporter Jimmy Ellingham has been looking into this story. Kia ora, Jimmy. Why has the decision been reached?
Kia ora. Well, roading officials commissioned an assessment of the old State Highway 3 there, and a draft of that has, perhaps not surprisingly, found that the risk is too great for motorists from rockfall or more slips. So Waka Kotahi, the New Zealand Transport Agency, won't be reopening it to vehicles. There's still a bit of work to be done before the road is abandoned as a highway, so there's an official process that has to be gone through. But that assessment has found that motorists could be injured or killed. They could either be hit by a slip or drive into one and not be able to react in time to get out of its way. There's less risk for walkers, cyclists, horse riders, because it's felt that they could avoid slips that are already fallen. But there still are, those risks are too great at the moment, Waka Kotahi says, for non-motorists to use the route. But that could change only if costly safety work happens. People are actually in there using the old road anyway. There's fences and gates up it each end, but they regularly have holes in where people slip through.
So what's going to happen to the route?
Well, New Zealand Transport Agency, if it is abandoned and if it's not used as a state highway, they can't fund any of the work that would be required to make it safe for walkers, cyclists. So there's some legal work that they have to do beforehand just to see what their obligations are before handing over that route to whoever it might be that would look after it, if that is what is happening. There's already talks ongoing with interested parties, local councils, iwi, land information, that sort of thing. And if a way to reopen it was found for non-motorists, it would definitely be popular. And there's already a walking track in the hills there. That assessment did find that if the route was cleared, there would be a tolerable risk for cyclists. So that's been calculated.
Okay. What does this mean for the traffic then?
At the moment, the traffic's force between Manawatu and Hawke's Bay to use a quite a windy, slow route called the Saddle Road. But there is some relief on the horizon. By late 2024, a $620 million replacement highway is due to open. It's an impressive construction. It's already visible from Palmerston North and the Hawke's Bay side of the hills, and that's expected to be a way more reliable route than the old State Highway 3, which had a history of slips. There were major closures, for example, 2011-12, it was out of action for about a year, and 1995. So if motorists are a bit patient, there is some relief on the way.
Jimmy Ellingham, thank you very much for the update.